Hello, everyone, and welcome to Monday night's segment of Horsefly Chronicles Radio with myself, Julia Syracusa, and Phil Syracusa. We're broadcasting live from the International Public Radio and the United Paranormal Radio Network on 105.3 FM from New Orleans. This evening's show is fully sponsored by Carnation, so we want to thank them for their sponsorship. We love them. You will have to do a few things in order to participate. Go over to the YouTube channel, UFO Paranormal Radio, or International Public Radio. You can also go into all of the Facebook stations, UFO Paranormal Radio Network, UFO Undercover with Joe Montaldo, News on the Flip Side, also Twitch, SoundCloud, Podbean. Also go over to our group, Horsefly Chronicles Radio. Join if you haven't, and if you have any questions for our guests, please ask. So tonight, guys, we have the most amazing guest. So please welcome to the show, Jennifer Runyon Corman. Jennifer
Oh.
is undeniably recognized for her appearances and characters of the who's who list of well-known sitcoms and dramas, spanning a career over 20 years. Among her most memorable roles are Sally Frame from Another World. She's probably going to be laughing right now. Gwendolyn Pierce, Charles in Charge. She's stepping in for Susan Olsen of for Cindy Brady on A Very Brady Christmas. And we can't forget about Ghostbusters. She has guest roles on iconic hits such as Murder, She Wrote, The Fall Guy, Magnum P.I., Beverly Hills 90210, and created the starring role for the feature film The In Crowd, plus so many more films. While Jennifer's career has been remarkable, she has also been so dedicated in giving back to the community, and she's been a force in giving back to at-risk teens. So please, let's welcome Jen to the show.
Welcome.
Yay!
Well, thank you, you guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sounds great.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Oh my gosh, what a welcome. Thank you.
Thank you
That's
so
quite a
much.
resume, baby. It's impressive.
Yeah, hearing it back, it's like, oh my goodness.
You're like, oh my goodness, I've done all that.
I did all that. Oh,
No,
that
we
was
can go
fun.
through things, but that's awesome. Hey, really quick, have you ever met Henry Winkler?
I did once when he came to the set of Charles in Charge to visit. And I was like a little fangirl, so I got really shy. I'm like, hi, and I left. I couldn't even deal with it. It was the Fonz, you know.
They sent the Fonz poster back in the 70s, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fonz.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow.
And all of us, we were enthralled, all of us.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean,
I don't even
with your
know.
resume and your career, and we'll always like to talk about how you got started and started within, being an actress on the radio, and also how you sort of got into paranormal just a little bit, like the ghost thing.
Yeah. Crazy, right? How this
Yeah.
all kind of went full circle. Well, I grew up, my grandmother and my grandfather used to have seances in their little back room. But being a kid, I didn't really understand what was going on. But later my mother explained everything to me. But I would be at my grandmother's, and my brothers and I always saw this lady walking past the bedroom that we would have to go take a nap in. And they all laughed at us, whatever. But years later, of course, and we're older, my mom's like, oh, that was mommy Coca, blah, 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 whatever, from Norway. She was everywhere. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys made us feel like we were crazy. But I kind of started in this whole TV and movie thing. Because I was so shy, my mom put me in an acting class, and that's how it all started. I started doing that, and I did that for years, just as a kid, just to get over my shyness.
I remember
And
that.
then a casting director came to talk to our class about the business, and he watched us do our work, and he brought me in on a soap opera, and I ended up in New York for a few years doing a soap, and it was crazy.
Wow.
And that was another world.
Yeah, that was another world. I had done
Wow.
a one thing before that. Just a little nothing, low budget feature. I think it came out in one city, for a weekend, and it was called To All a Good Night, which it was the first Santa slasher movie. And which is funny because my brother just sent me a thing about Quentin Tarantino just owns this studio, this movie theater in Beverly Hills, and he plays all these obscure movies. And my movie's playing on December 20th.
Oh
And I
my
was like, oh
God.
my God, why?
Yeah.
But
How
okay.
do
So it was very cute.
you
My kids are going to go.
How do you feel watching that?
Oh, I when I see it now, I just think, oh, I was such a baby and I was so young and it was my first job and it I couldn't watch it for years because I thought it was horrible and it isn't good, but now I can look back and
Yeah.
appreciate, and appreciate where I was at that time. So
That's amazing. So what was like one of the your favorites playing which role? Give me a
which
role.
role? Oh boy. You know what? I really, hi Nova. Sorry, my dog is right here.
Dog
I,
wants to be on
yes, Nova loves to be on camera.
camera.
I really enjoyed doing the soap because I learned so much on that. And I worked with some amazing people, incredible people. But I did one little movie that to this day, I think it's my favorite character I ever played. And it was called A Man Called Sarge. And it's a movie that, again, it didn't really do anything, but I had just the funnest part. And I played a French spy, and it was very campy. And that was just fun. It was fun to just be over the top and, kind of out there.
Something different, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
How was the experience playing Cindy Brady for
Oh my
World
gosh.
War?
It's funny because when I did Another World, Christopher Knight and I were boyfriend and girlfriend on that show. So when I know, right? And I hardly could even look at Christopher when I was doing that show because I mean that's Peter Brady and I'm kissing him on this soap opera. Anyway, he was a love. But I ended up comforted the fact knowing, okay, well, Christopher will be there. Because you can imagine it must have been, it's hard to come in and take over someone's part for, even one episode of something. And she's Cindy Brady, for God's sake, right? So I tell you, they were amazingly welcoming and loving and just terrific towards me and treated me just so well. And I ended up meeting Susan at a Burger King years
No
later
kidding.
when our kids were little. I'm like, oh my God, that's Susan Olsen. I have to go say hi to her. I mean, and I was so nervous because I'm like, oh my God, what if she hated it? What if she, but she was lovely and we're good buddies to this day. She's just an
Wow.
angel. So that was a really fun experience. I had a great time. I mean, you can imagine, you guys, you're standing
Yeah.
in the Brady Bunch house and you're looking
I
at the
don't know. Crazy.
staircase and there's Alice and mom and dad Brady. And I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, but it's so much
That
fun.
was
Yes.
the original house.
Well, the set, at Paramount. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of the stuff that was there was the original, but they kind of updated it for the Christmas show. So it looked a little different, but that's just weird. It's just weird to be standing there
I could imagine. It's crazy.
was a great show.
Pinching. It really was.
That was a great show, the Brady Bunch. I used to look forward to that.
Me
I'm going
too.
back to the
Me
70s. I'm doing
too.
Lincoln X.
Me too. I grew up kind of in a crazy, crazy life, and that was my comfort Friday night with the Brady Bunch and Partridge Family. And that was, oh, real. I don't know. It felt real, like real, like what family should be like. Yeah, bus full of musicians, a family. That's realistic. But it just was, it was lovely. We all grew up, appreciating those
True.
TV shows,
Yeah, and in fact, there was a a 13 inch black and white TV. That's what we had.
With the antenna, with the tinfoil.
There were no flat screen TVs. They didn't exist. 13 inch color. You'd have good eyes. Your feet.
And I don't know how we did it.
You have to go up to the television to change the channel.
And then you,
and if you had some money in the family, you had a Zenith remote.
I'm telling you, you know, my grandmother, the one who did all the seances, their black and white TV. I remember being a little girl and Dark Shadows came on, you know, and being little, you're like, oh, scary. But my grandma and grandpa had this projector thing that would spin a light, like you'd see Christmas trees. But what it was supposed to do is make the picture look like there was color on it on television. God, my hands look so big when I do that. But anyway, yeah, it was just so fun. I remember, you know, all those things we remember, you know, so odd.
I remember our parents used to like make us change the channel so they didn't have to get up.
Yeah. We were the remotes.
We were the remotes.
We were remotes.
And Saturday nights were the Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
Oh, yeah.
And then yes. Charles in Charge. I used
the Charles
to watch
in Charge is fun.
I loved it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I love that. That is so fun to know. You know, I came into that show a newbie for doing sitcoms. I loved doing comedy, but I was still pretty raw. And Willie and Scott really helped me, you know, learn the timing. I just learned from them, just even watching them. And it was really, that was a cool place to be at that time in my career.
I loved you on that show. Just
and Chachi. Oh,
thank you.
Chachi.
Chachi. Aw.
Wow.
But
that's awesome.
Your daughter is a pretty decent actress, I see.
Oh, thank you. Yes, wow. She's doing really well. She's doing very well. She's done a few things, you know, that are, she's working and, you know, she's just finished three episodes of a show called Bel Air, which is the new Fresh Prince of Bel Air that Will Smith is doing, which is great. I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. She's a good girl. She's got a good head on her shoulders and, you know, it worries you to be in this business in this day and age, you know, it's an ugly business in some ways, you know, but I think because we've been in it, you know, she's kind of knows the ropes a little bit and, you know, we support her.
Quite a few movies too under that she's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Yep. So nice.
She did one called The Hatred and that was a horror movie she did. And that was her first movie. And that's, I think it's on Netflix if it's still there. I'm not sure, but she's doing really well. Thank you for bringing up Bailey. Yes. She's a good kid and, you know, we support her 100% and, you know, let's hope good things happen for her, you know?
Of course.
Well, definitely.
Of course. So let's get a little bit into the paranormal and the ghostly things. Because this
we
is a
ghost. Can. Yeah.
Okay. On your bucket list, if you could investigate or go to one location that's really haunted, which one would it be and why?
Oh,
good question.
I think I'd like to go to the Stanley Hotel.
Oh,
yeah.
I do. I think that would be really cool. I went to Eastern State Penitentiary, and that was pretty creepy. I mean, I would love to be there investigating, not just on a tour with my daughter. You know, we didn't even do the tour. We just walked it ourselves. But I think that would be an amazing place, the Stanley, you know, all the history there. And I there's another, where did I hear? There's a place in, oh my gosh, it'll come back to me. But there's another place that I've always wanted to go and I can't remember now. Crazy.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a good one. And then there's the Winchester House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's where I want to go too. That really? One. That's my brother went there and he felt something on his shoulder. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever like come across like something dark or anything?
You know, I don't know if it was dark. I've never felt like anything was going to hurt me, but I've had two incidents where I've been touched and you know when you've been touched. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts. When somebody says, I've been touched and they're a little freaked, you know it happened. But that was an interesting one. We lived in a house in California, and I was still in bed. It was the morning. And you know when your eyes are still shut, but you can tell the sun is shining in, you know. And I'm like, oh, I better get up soon. I better get up. And I have to sleep with one foot out. And my foot was out. And a hand just came like right around my ankle and the top of my foot. And I shot up and there's nothing there. And my husband's asleep and I hit him. Was that you? Goes, what are you? What? What? I'm like, something just touched me. Did you touch me? And he goes, I'm sleeping. It's 7:30 in the morning. So something, you know, I felt it, and there couldn't have been anything else. There were no kids in the room. So that was one.
Those are creepy when that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah. I guess if you're out looking for something, it's a different experience, but when you're not even, you know, waiting for anything to happen or looking for it, it's kind of strange. I had another situation. Well, I've had many, which is so crazy, but, one was a house I lived in New York. And, that was an experience that to this day, my family, experienced it with me, and we moved within 6 weeks. I mean, we moved into this place, and 5-6 weeks later, we were out and moved somewhere else because it was insanely just crazy. And objects moving, you know, feeling like you're being stared at all the time. The animals won't go upstairs, doors slamming. Wow. An animal got, you know, stuck inside of a room. I packed I packed up a music box, wrapped up all my stuff, and it was in a box. And that night before we were moving, the music box goes off, which is wrapped in a box waiting for movers. And I'm ripping that thing open, and it's crazy.
That's crazy. Do you know crazy. The type of history? Do you know what happened there?
I don't. I'm very still aware of this house. It's in Westchester, White Plains, actually. I keep an eye on it all the time because somebody else has to have had something happen at this house. Things happened to my mother there, my little brother, you know, and it was horrifying. I mean, I don't feel anything was going to hurt me or us, but we weren't ready for that or expecting that. And with a little 10-year-old, my brother was just 10, you know, it was scary. You know?
Yeah, 6 weeks. I mean, if you only stayed there 6 weeks.
Something, 6 weeks. And I kept thinking, how am I going to get out of this rent? How am I going to get out of this? Mm-hmm. But I just went to the landlord and went, I'm too far from the studio. I have to go. And he was so nice about it. And I thought, okay, that's weird.
Oh, my God.
You know what's interesting? Is some of these locations are really haunted. And then a question I have to ask you, and then something I just thought of. Has anyone who's crossed over that you know that you love, like the grandparent or uncle, aunt, anybody, cousin, any relative or friend, give you a sign from the other side, scent of perfume, song, and you thought of them, sign that you just see a cardinal?
Yeah. I had a really interesting thing happen about 3 months after my mother passed away. I was sleeping and woke up. It's like 5 a.m. and I'm like, oh, good. I can go back to bed. I don't have to get up yet. So I go back to sleep and I'm dreaming. I don't know where I am, but I walk through the store and there's my mother sitting at this table, but she's facing me and there's somebody's on this side with their back to me facing her. And I see her and I'm like, oh my God, Mom. Oh my God, you're here. I miss you. Oh my God, I wanted you to come to me in my dream. You know, I'm saying all this stuff in my dream. And she just looks at me and smiles. And I turn and I look, and it's my mother, young, looking at my mother at when she had, how she looked when she passed. And the minute I saw my mother young, I just, oh my God, you came to me. You want me to remember you like this. You came to me. You're okay. I just knew, you know, and I woke up sobbing, and an incredible comfort came over me that has stayed with me to this day. You know, I just know she's okay. I know she's nearby. I know she's every once in a while around. That was pretty profound for me.
So she
It was
looked young in the
so
dream.
real. I'm sorry.
She looked young in the
It was
dream.
two of her. Like when I first walked in the door, the person facing me was her, like she looked, you know, the last 5 years of her life. And when I walked up to her and then I turned, it was her young,
Wow.
like when a young mom. And I just felt this, oh my gosh, she's okay. She wants me to know she's okay. It was really incredible.
That's happened to me too. I've lost friends on 9/11, and in my dreams, a couple of them appeared. They look really good. And I remember always saying to myself in the dream, I'm asking them through my mind, you can see me? And they're like, of course I can see you. And they look really good, and they somehow let you know that they're okay. We're okay now. We're good. You know, we don't think about how we crossed over. We're good now. And you know, I guess we'll see when you get here, type of thing.
My dad did the same thing in a dream years earlier, but it didn't hit me as hard. But, you know, with him, I'm walking down the street in New York and I see him in my dream. And I'm like, oh my God, Dad, you're alive. And he's like, shh, everything's okay. I'm okay. Oh my God, we gotta tell mom. And he goes, no, everything, just know I'm good. And it didn't hit me the same way as my mom. And then it all kind of made sense. I'm like, oh my God, he let me know too, way back when. So
Wow, that's amazing.
That is
It
amazing,
really
and it is
is.
true, and it is validated by so many people. And you know, when I said I had a thought as well, because sometimes we go into a home, like you're renting that location out, and it was haunted. And I often wonder this. This is what I wonder. Is it possible that it's somehow a loved one coming through that's trying to communicate with us, or is it something or someone that crossed over that could be malevolent or like a poltergeist? How would you separate the difference?
Well, I would, in my personal feeling, I believe if you're not feeling any fear, I had a little fear in White Plains. I had a little fear because I had a little brother that was young, you know, and I didn't know what was going on. But being older now, I feel like that could have been a grandparent, one of my grandparents, that could have been one of our dear friends that had passed, just keeping an eye on us, wanting. And it's interesting because it was a music box that this one friend gave me, who had passed. So yeah, it could have been any one of those things. I guess you just don't ever really know, and unless you have someone like you guys come in. You know, that you guys really, you know, you guys know all the different what to look for. I just have experiences. I've never, and don't claim to know a lot about the paranormal or how things work, but I just feel like if I'm not afraid, it's either somebody you know, or it's just somebody hanging out wanting to be, have their attention. You know, the house where I had my foot grabbed, we could hear somebody walking all day upstairs, back and forth. And not, it wasn't like the moving of a house. It was literally walking back and forth and back and forth. And the dog would get upset. And we called it Tony. We started acknowledging him or her. And, but I never felt afraid. And my daughter was uncomfortable in that house. She kept telling me that somebody was standing in her bedroom doorway. And I remember being little and say at, you know, telling people the same things, and I was just, oh, go to sleep, you know. So I always was like, okay, well, what do they look like? Can you tell? Like, do they look friendly? Do you feel scared? Are you scared just because it's something you don't understand? Yeah. You know, and to this day, she's into it, you know, because she's felt things, you know. So
that's incredible.
I believe that we definitely need to be honest with our kids when they come to us with things like that, and they say they see things. And a lot of people just like to sweep it under the rug. And I think everybody's way more open now, thank goodness, than they were.
To,
you know, when a child comes up to you and says, I've seen this, or, you know, talk about it. It's the best thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Like those children, you guys have seen, I know you have, you know, the children that have, they say they've lived a different life, and they know the make of the airplane that they flew, and they're five, you know, and they can draw it. They can draw the emblem, you know. You got to pay attention to that. And you have to, you can't poo-poo things with children, because children really don't lie. You know, they're pretty open and honest creatures. So,
I agree.
Yeah, that, I do believe in reincarnation, especially when you have deja vu and you wait, I've been here. I can feel I've been here. I know I've been here.
Yes.
Chances are somehow you've been there. It's amazing. And that's like going into a house and someone's walking up and down the stairs, but there are no stairs.
Exactly. That's like, I moved from Massachusetts to Ohio. These are the crazy little things that always happen to me. So we move and I go into my new house. I've never seen it before, you know, our new house. And I know my bedroom's upstairs. I don't know which one it is, but my mom, you know, go on up, you find your bedroom. And I'm walking up the stairs and I'm like, there's a back scratcher in my new dresser. So they bought me new furniture for my bedroom. And I walked up and there's a dresser, and I open it and there's this back scratcher. I'd never had a back scratcher before, but I knew it was there. And that's kind of weird. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I need to, you know, explore this intuitiveness. I don't know. I don't know.
Those are all signs.
Yep.
That, you know, we can't explain everything. Just like when you go into a location, or sometimes your keys disappear and you knew where you put them, but they're not there. Mm-hmm. Or your cell phone disappears and you insist you know.
Or your shirt disappears.
Or something disappears and you don't.
Right.
You know where you put it, but it's not there.
Yep. Yep. That happens a lot. That happens a lot. And then you come back like 10 minutes later and it's there. And you're like, okay.
And you can't explain.
That's weird. Nope.
Yeah.
It happened. And
somehow I believe through my experience and having so many different people on, that we're somehow in a multidimensional, where all dimensions cross over between the physical and the spiritual, and the spiritual is able to do things. You know, it's like Sylvia Brown said one time, we're inside of a balloon. The spirit's on the outside of the balloon. They can come and go. We're in the balloon. We don't come and go.
Wow. Wow, Sylvia. I haven't heard her name in so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the things that she did say that enlightened me. It just made sense.
Yeah.
You know, spirits have free will, and we're trapped in the bubble, so to speak.
We're the others.
Yeah, yes. We're the others.
We're the others.
Isn't it weird? Like, I wonder if that, I mean, I love that movie, The Others, and every time we watch it, I always think, like, are we the others?
I know. That movie, I had no idea. I mean, I can, sometimes, you know how you can, something kind of gives it away a little. That movie did not even give it away, and Sixth Sense didn't either. I was so enthralled.
But that was one of our questions, like, what was your scariest movie that you've ever saw that really scared you?
When I was a kid, my mother had, you know, every paranormal book you could ever imagine. So I was looking at The Exorcist as like an 11-year-old or 12-year-old. And I'm like, no. But I read, the first book that scared the pants off me was Salem's Lot. I
Oh.
don't know what it was. I think it was the floating boy in the window. And I went, okay, this is bad. Exorcist freaked the hell out of me.
That's scary.
Oh my God. And then I went through many years where I couldn't watch any horror movies. Couldn't even,
Heard a lot of people say this.
it was too much. I felt like it was like hitting me, you know? I get like that with war movies. I feel like every bullet hits me. So I can't watch those too much. But horror movies,
Yeah.
I went through years. Freddy Krueger movies, I was like, okay, dreams, no, not going there. So I only saw the first one, and then I'm like, okay, that's about it for me with it.
That's creepy too. They're really
Yeah.
creepy. They really were.
Oh gosh,
The dreams.
right?
Remember the Freddy Krueger's and the dreams? Oh yeah. I didn't
Oh,
like them.
yeah,
But anyway, you're
I don't
saying
like anything messing with my sleep.
Yeah, and sometimes the creepiest thing is in the movies what you don't see. And what
Yes.
you really don't see, but you can feel the creep factor and the realism of the movie, and it just
Yeah.
lingers with you. It's
It
like
does.
even when the movie's over, you're like looking around your shoulder. And
Yep. And I can't watch them alone, even to this day. And I'm pretty much no, it's not, you know, the horror movies are horror movies, whatever. But I'm so, pretty sensitive, so I only watch them with my hubby. I get
Emily
scared.
Rose. Oh, Emily Rose.
That Emily
That was
Rose.
Oh my God.
Did you see
When
that?
she, that was another one that I went, yeah, no. When she crawled all freaky, I'm like, okay, that is the stuff I don't want to see. That was so crazy. That really creeped me out.
I
That
seen
did.
that movie. I threw out the DVD because I was
You
so
did.
freaked out and
Oh,
scared. I couldn't
you
watch
didn't
the
see
movie for
it? Oh
years.
my.
Up
I
until a
remember
few months ago,
that.
I finally got over it. Because
And was
that
it
was talking about,
better? I was really mad about that.
you're talking about possibly based on a true story. I mean, we can't say what's, true or false in
I
that
remember you
movie.
doing that.
And when you're into the paranormal, you know that there are similarities that people do get oppressed and possessed. It's very, very rare, but it does happen. And that movie really did it to me. And I threw out the DVD.
Cure it out.
Yeah, a few months ago, I was able to watch it again. I'm like, okay, I can get over it now.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
That's crazy.
I know,
You can
right?
cut a lot of things out if they creep you out, though.
Yeah, that's
Picture.
true.
We had a
Like, what
picture.
else? What else have you had
We
to
had a
throw out?
picture when we first moved here. It was a really nice, I don't know, it was a really nice picture. It used to light up, but then the lights broke. It was like
One of
a,
those pictures you plug in.
yeah. And one
Oh,
day, he was outside with the kids, smashing it with a hammer. And I was really mad.
Yeah,
This is
I
when
thought that was something that was haunting
he
this
didn't like
house
it.
because that was like the first 6 months of living in the Horsefly Chronicles home. And that's when we started to see like the shadows
Yeah.
and whatnot.
Oh
I
my
think it
gosh.
was this picture.
Thought it was the picture. It
Yeah.
wasn't. And I just remember being really mad because it was really nice.
Yeah. And then like a month later, the shadows are appearing again. I'm like, well, it
Yeah.
wasn't the picture.
They're like, damn
What
it.
else am I going to break?
I know. Yeah. When you have something, you know, I moved into one house in Cal. Why does this stuff follow me? I don't understand. But I think I told you this guy, this on Jimmy is in my show, or maybe I didn't. But I had speakers that weren't hooked up in the ceiling. They weren't hooked up to any, you know, machine, nothing. We hadn't bought the woofer or whatever you buy to hook your in the wall ceiling speakers up to. And I'm sitting there one day, I'd lived there a couple of months, and it's a Sunday morning, and all of a sudden I hear like coming from the speakers right above my head. So I turn the TV off and it's going on and on and on and on. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, called my husband and my daughter came in and I'm like, do you hear this? And I have it on video. I mean, I videotaped this. And they're like, oh my God, it went on and on and on. And then it just stopped. It never happened again, but I recorded it. And you know, everyone's saying, well, you know, speakers, even if they're not hooked up to anything, it can still happen. I couldn't understand why, but and maybe that is true. But Jimmy, actually, Jimmy Pettinito, my former yeah. radio partner and my best buddy ever, he took it and enhanced it. And he got it saying, he could hear it saying, Corman's here.
Wow.
And that's my married last name. But wow. But it never happened again. It was just kind of an odd thing.
That is true. They do come through mm-hmm. on electronics, yeah. speakers, oh, headphones.
Yeah.
They'll use anything.
Yeah. yeah. If they're strong enough around you, they could, yeah, they can manipulate electricity, anything. So let's talk about the show you had yes. with Jimmy, Haunted Chronicles, yeah. right?
Is it yes. going to come back?
How did that get started?
A lot of people want to know, too, if it's coming back.
You know, the only reason we're not there is because our station went down. You know, our yeah. the station owner decided he didn't want to do this anymore, you know, any shows. So, but I don't know. We talk about it all the time. You know, we Jimmy and I are best buddies, so we miss doing it. We had such a fun time. I'm glad people enjoyed it. We'll see. I say never say never. You know, he's just busy right now, so you know we'll figure it out.
He's a great guy. We met him a year and a half ago. Yep. He came down to the house that we live in.
Isn't he love? Oh, he's such a love.
Such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's. Yeah. I remember him telling me he went to go see you guys. Yeah,
such a nice guy. Yeah, really.
He was on our top. He's definitely has abilities because he was on the top of our stairs where things happen, and he mm-hmm. felt it. He mm-hmm. felt it
yeah.
before I said it. He, you know, so he definitely has those abilities to pick things yeah. up. Yeah, great guy, a lot of fun, and you know, we need people like that within the paranormal community that you know validate, appreciate, respect the other side, and you know, you don't know who or what you're talking to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 And he's funny and he knows what he's doing. You know, he's an interesting dichotomy, isn't he?
Yes.
I love Jimmy.
Yeah, most definitely.
And you guys really were amazing. You work so well together.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Is your husband into paranormal or ghost or has seen anything, you know, like?
Oh, no. No. Oh, no. He thinks we're all nuts, and that's okay. But he thinks it's fun. Like he's like, oh, well, you guys are. I get it. You guys, you know. He's yes. just, you know. He's yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what it is. Some people have the sense and the abilities, and then other people can go through life
yeah.
with not seeing, hearing anything. I realize that
they and do. It's true. Yeah,
and it's as if. It's nothing bad. It's just that they're not too in this lifetime, because I do believe we had multiple lifetimes. I believe that in this lifetime, it's not meant for them. Mm-hmm. The way I'm not meant to be an astronaut, they're not meant exactly. to communicate and believe in the other side,
yes.
which is true. And, you know, I respect that.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. I never looked at it like that. But, you know, maybe it's everybody's journey is going to be different. And every time you come back, if, you know,
it's true.
You just never know.
You come back and you experience and learn things that you want to, I guess, you know, whatever's yeah. pre-planned within your lifetime. I'm one of those believers that we've chosen what we want to do in a lifetime and, you know, the trials and tribulations and what we want to go through and experience. And some people, I believe, don't want to experience that because they probably did it in the past.
Yeah.
Life,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
you know, so
true.
You know, talking to you, and I have to go back to the grandparents, to the seances, because from hearing everything you're saying, and you say you still think you might be followed, I'm going to go back. Who were your grandparents trying to communicate with?
You know, I don't know. I was so young at the time that I'm not really sure. They had... After my grandparents passed away, we found all these tapes that they recorded all their seances. And one of them, I mean, they had a medium. They had a woman who, Sally, your granddaughter, your daughter is, you know, like speaking you know, like being, oh God, what is it? I'm trying to say, you guys. Like she was, met, you know, and what is it? Come on.
Speaking tongues?
She was somehow something was channeling through her. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And she was saying stuff about my Aunt Sally on this tape. And a lot of it had come true, but those tapes were done like years before. So I don't know if they were looking for answers to things, if they were, I'm sure they were trying to communicate with maybe people from their past. But again, I was so young.
Yeah.
But when my dad died, I went to live with them for a while. And oh my God, you guys.
Tell us.
It was an adventure.
It was, I love them dearly, but that house, I mean, I couldn't go down a hallway to use the restroom without sitting there in my bed going, okay. So you're just going to get up. You're just going to go. It's all right. Just get up, open the door, just go. When you get to the end of the hall, turn on the light, shut the door. Everything's going to be okay. But it would take me like 15 minutes to psych myself up to use the restroom. So I'd get in there and I'm fine when I'm in there, but I had to go past this one bedroom, which is where they did their seances. And I, you know, being, you know, crazy girl, I spent like 20, 30 minutes in there doing face mask, so I didn't have to leave. And then I'd go, okay, now you got to go back to bed. Oh my God. Okay, here we go. You're just going to open the door. You're just going to run. You're just going to, and I do the same thing every night. During the day, I was fine. But one night, right, crazy. But one night I went, you know, I'm going in there. I'm going in there. This is ridiculous. I'm 13. Big girl. Your dad just died. You're 13. What could scare you? And I did. I opened that door, turned the light on, and it was a room full of, there was a round table in the middle. And then they just had stuff everywhere. You know, it was just stuff. And I found a horn. I found one of those horns that they, I don't know what they're called, but for seances was in there. And I found myself going in there and I would draw. I would like use my colored pencils. And I'm not an artist, but you know, as a kid, you know, you doodle. And anyway, I leave, I go to California because my dad died. We moved there. And when my grandparents passed away, I came back and my aunt is like, oh, I found all your drawings. And I'm like, oh, and I looked and oh my God, you guys, I wish I had them. Excuse me. I had drawn horses. I was very much an equestrian at the time. And I just had sat in there probably for hours and just drew horses and wrote stories. And of course my mother never kept anything. And so I don't have it, but I was just drawn to that room. And after they passed, they had someone come and bless this house and salt it. They salted all the doorways, all the windows. So my aunt and my mom really felt that this was not a safe place for. Okay. Not weird. Strange.
Yeah, that is. It sounds
that
like
an attachment, or maybe something.
I just feel like the grandparents knew things. This is going back in the '70s, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. This is the early '70s. This is like 72, 73, when I was 12 or 13. Yeah.
It sounds to me like they had a connection to the other side.
I mean, they definitely
like
did.
You know, some kind of mediumship where they can communicate, and you know, you've told part of it, but who knows where else? And then you have, you know, through your life, you're having different experiences, right?
Yeah.
She's having some type of experience.
But it's nothing bad.
No,
it's just like communication.
No, and I don't feel like it's bad. Somebody else, two other people have told me that. My friend Dwight says I have a lot of people around me, and they're very protective. And my friend Chip Coffee told me the same thing. Yeah. And I So I feel a lot of comfort towards that. So I feel like, yeah, okay, just
Yeah.
respect. Everybody,
Yep.
res you know, if we respect each other, you know.
Amazing. It's definitely amazing. I love the
Yeah.
topic. I love the field. I love the supernatural. I think
Yeah. And
it's real. It's true.
it's always evolving. You're always learning. There's
You're always
yeah.
growing. And I got to the point in our house where I actually asked the spirits to help clean up around here,
Yeah,
but
they don't listen
I haven't seen that part yet. Help out
though.
around here.
Are they still visiting you though? Are you
Well, we
still
had
having?
the house. The house was cleared for a
Okay.
while. And then,
And
things turned around a little
it's
bit.
always going to be a little, it's always going to be tainted. I mean, you know.
Whatever was here before we bought the house was here
Yeah.
on the land. And some things, I believe crossed or whatever, wherever they go. And then, unfortunately, some things find their way back to. It's like a magnet. They just find their way back to certain areas.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. It's scary at times, but we teach about it because we're living it.
Right.
And I always say appreciate, validate, and look, if some of these hauntings or your attachment was really bad, you'd know about it firsthand. Because
Right.
you never know what would happen. Let's look at the movie The Poltergeist. All those unfortunate events, right? The curse of that
Yeah.
movie. The little girl crosses over, but the
Right.
people that tampered with King Tut's tomb and the chain
Yeah.
of people that died from that. So I do believe that there are curses, there are chain of events, and then other times there could just be friendly spirits and people who want to watch you go, through this journey.
Yeah, I feel blessed that I have not felt anything, horribly frightening that, I have to reevaluate some stuff. I've had pretty good positive, even the things that kind of frighten me, I'm kind of like, okay, there's nothing there. It's okay. And if it is, if whoever is there, they just sat on the bed, Jen. They just sat on the bed. They're not trying to hurt you because that has happened a lot. And let me tell you, have you ever had that with someone you felt someone sit on? Yeah, it's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Plenty of
the
time.
sitting on the bed one kind of gets me a little bit. And that
Yeah.
happens at my old house all the time in one room in particular, my daughter's room. So she stopped sleeping in there and moved into a guest room. And I had to
Oh.
switch her room out. I mean, I was that bad for her. And I kept saying, nobody's trying to hurt you. It's okay. I get it. I felt it.
That is creepy though when you're in
The
the
bed
room.
goes down.
You're in the
Oh
room
my
by
God.
yourself and the bed and you feel that person.
And that bed squeaked. So when you felt it and you heard it. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's no one in the room with you except maybe a spirit. So
I've had sleep paralysis when we lived in New Jersey. I'll never forget this. We were renting an apartment, and I was in the room alone, and I just felt like I was full, like dazing in and out, and the door shuts
yeah.
by itself. And all of a sudden, I'm into this dream state. I'm trying to fight my way out of the dream. Like I'm
Yeah.
getting pins and needles throughout my whole body. And I'm trying to fight myself out of it. I'm aware, but I can't do anything about it. It's as if they have control. And sleep paralysis is a real thing. Now, they do say that there's medical conditions that apply to that, but there's also spirituality that applies to that as well. And a
Yes.
door closing by itself and then that happening to me
Yeah.
proves all truth that that did happen, and it is scary.
Yeah, it's the most horrifying feeling to not be able to move and you're wide awake. This used to happen to me as a young girl into my teens, and I have not had that happen since I was a teenager, but it's real. And I remember Sylvia Brown kept saying, oh, sleep, it's just sleep paralysis. She would always poo-poo it, but I don't know. There's something crazy about literally willing yourself to be able to move, It's scary.
Oh yeah, it's very
It's
scary.
definitely something to,
I
to
haven't had
sweep under
that
the
in a
rug.
long time, and I don't want to have it again.
And I
I
remember
know.
Chris had it. Our son, that happened to him too.
Yeah,
Remember?
it's definitely
Oh.
scary. I think there's spirituality connected to that, whether it's an entity
Yeah.
or it's some kind of force, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, really quick. So with all the UFO news on the actual news on Fox and CNN and our military getting pictures of these things, what's your thoughts?
Ooh, I think it's awesome. I love all that. Listen, I think how ignorant and arrogant of us to think that there aren't other, things out in the world. I mean, I don't understand it, or I've never seen it, but my mom has seen a UFO. My brother has.
Wow.
I've never seen anything, but I think it's cool. I mean, obviously pilots are seeing this. We've seen
Yep.
the footage with the the Air Force guys, So I think it's interesting, and I think there's
Isn't
so much more that they're not sharing with us. And I
I
think they're
agree.
around us all the time. I do.
I agree.
I don't think
They
they
said
could.
that Russia doesn't have the technology. China doesn't have that technology because you can't stay in a craft with
Yeah.
that G-force. You'll die. You'll
Yeah.
crumble. Your body will just crumble.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing, and I think that it's real in some sort of
Yeah.
sense that it, you know, I think the government could explain it, but they don't want to, and they
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
sugarcoat it. Because you notice how they came out re with a report like 6 months ago, and now we're still waiting for another report, and it's like, okay,
Yeah.
well, where are we now?
Yeah, they're just giving little tidbits,
Yeah.
but they know a
No.
lot more
You know, I
than
think
they
my thought on
know.
that is it would affect religion, because in a lot of religions,
Yeah.
in a lot of
Yeah.
religions, there's no belief. We are the only ones in
Yeah.
religion. And I think that there's a possibility that we just may not be alone.
Jen, I think we lost her. No. Should
But it's definitely
I?
interesting.
Well, I think we lost Jen, but
We lost the picture, so we don't know if you could hear us or not. We did want to ask where people can find you.
well, she is everywhere on Facebook. Well, actually, she's on Instagram. And she's on Facebook, and you can find her there. Ugh.
Yeah, so Jen is a
She's
great person, fun, exciting interview.
yes, she's amazing. She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. And we're just talking about UFO. So the aliens actually shut down the broadcast. So when whoever's listening to this on the replay, the aliens did it.
Oh my
They don't want us
goodness.
talking about this.
Well,
All right, Julie, tell
all right,
everybody
guys.
where
Well, and we're sorry that we lost Jen, but you can find us next Monday night at 8 o'clock, 7 CT 8 EST on 105.3 FM from New Orleans. And we want to thank Carnation for sponsoring the show. Thank you so much. And stay tuned for the Angel Rock.
All right, everybody, have a great, safe week. This is Horsefly Chronicles Radio. We are signing off, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
If you're listening, and to the listener out there, we're not alone.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.